This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Even more has developed basically since we started the show. By the way, welcome to Free Talk Live. It's Ian and Vincent. We started the show out with a story about a Boston federal judge who was going to allow the travel ban stay to expire. So for those, you know, just tuning in who have not been paying attention for the last week to the news here in the United States, just to bring you up to speed, last Friday evening, Trump signed an executive order banning immigration into the United States from seven countries in the world: Iraq, Iran, Syria. Was Libya one of them? I think it was. I don't have it in front of me right now, but
I think Somalia.
Somalia was in there as well. And so there were seven countries, and they were banned, and that started a lot of outrage, protests out at airports, people understandably upset about loved ones getting detained at airports who had some of them even had green cards. They, you know, were legal permanent residents of the United States, but because they were outside the country at the time of the order, they were subjected to it. He ended up walking back on that later on in the week, saying that green card people would be allowed in after some amount of more intensive questioning than they would normally receive. So that problem got kind of resolved, but there was still the problem of the overall ban. This past Saturday, it was a couple of judges who issued a temporary stay, a 7-day stay on the Trump order. So supposedly it wasn't supposed to be enforced. Well, some bureaucrats went ahead in the Customs Department and continued to enforce it. And then today, just this afternoon, a Boston judge said he was not going to extend the stay, which means that the stay would expire. But now, according to Politico.com, President Trump's travel ban executive order suffered its most severe legal blow to date today as a federal judge in Seattle blocked the impact of the directive nationwide. U.S. District Court Judge James Robart ruled in favor of the attorneys general of Washington State and Minnesota on a lawsuit that they brought seeking to overturn the order limiting travel to the U.S. by citizens of seven Muslim-majority countries. Robart said, quote, "The state has met its burden in demonstrating immediate and irreparable injury, according to local press reports. The temporary ruling from Robart, an appointee of President Bush, appeared to be the most sweeping legal rebuke to the order since Trump issued it a week ago. Judge Robart's decision, effective now, puts a halt to President Trump's unconstitutional and unlawful order. It puts a stop to it immediately, nationwide, according to Washington's State Attorney General Bob Ferguson. He said further, quote, what the judge announced today was nationwide. The president's executive order does not apply, which is what he just said in other words. Ferguson said the order also nullifies the impact of the order on people seeking to travel to the United States. He says the relief is significant, to put it mildly. The judge ruled from the bench and said he'll follow up with a written opinion. As for comment, Justice Department spokesbureaucrats said, quote, the department looks forward to reviewing the court's written order and will determine next steps. The courtroom defeat for the Trump White House came just hours after Justice Department lawyers scored their first notable victory in the legal war over the executive order, persuading a judge in Boston to allow the expiration of a restraining order against the travel ban. So you got one judge saying one thing and another judge saying something else. You better believe this one's going to get appealed. And Vincent, you're putting your Make America Great Again hat on, as well as a pair of sunglasses. Now, what's the sunglasses all about? Is that like a Trump thing, too? Or?
No, I just wanted to look funny. That's tough.
Judge Robart's, let's see here. Ferguson says, judge ruled from the bench. The courtroom defeat. The 21-page decision from the judge in Boston was a preliminary one, but the White House is sure to tout the ruling as a counterpoint to the series of hostile decisions from Robart and other judges. One of those early court orders was issued Sunday by two of Gorton's colleagues on the federal court ban in Boston. who imposed a nationwide ban on deportation and detention of travelers based on Trump's order. Immigrants' rights advocates wanted the 7-day temporary restraining order extended, but Gorton said such an extension was not warranted. Gorton, by the way, was also an appointee of President Bush. He did say that Trump's order was entitled to deferential review from the courts. So anyway, I think this is sort of just recapping at this point. But so now you've got a complete reversal. I mean, within the 3 hours that we've been, you know, we've been on the air for 2 hours. We're now in our third hour of the Friday edition here of Free Talk Live. Within this show, you've had one judge overturning the ban on Trump's ban, and now the ban on Trump's ban has been put in place nationwide. So the stay is in place, and we will see how this continues to develop. Obviously, this is a case that is going to be fast-tracked. It is it's interesting to watch. Unfortunately, it's also tragic for many of the people who are involved, many of the lives who are being caught up in this, people who've been forced to stay in airports or sent back to the country from which they were attempting to travel. And, of course, as was pointed out, I believe, by Daryl when we first talked about this on Saturday, and it, I think, deserves being pointed out again, is that of these seven countries, not a single one of them has been a country from which an actual terrorist strike on the United States has taken place.
Well, one of them was Somalia, and at the OSU, I think it wasn't too long ago, and not that there's one exception. I believe that the OSU attacker, I think he was a shooter, like a stabber, he was from Somalia. He was a Somalian immigrant, a refugee.
OSU is in Ohio?
Yeah, there was a stabbing going around, and it's a lot of the times, it depends on what they classify as terrorism. You remember before,
how many people did the guy stab?
Oh, a decent amount.
Really?
I don't have in front of me. And, you know,
yeah,
like, some of these shootings, the Fort Hood shooting and some of these things that, you know, most likely...
He was a military guy.
Yeah, but that was, from what I recall, unless it's been changed, that's called workplace violence. A lot of these times, terrorist attacks and things, even San Bernardino, they wanted to call it workplace violence. So it all depends on...
Well, again, both of those people worked for the government. I mean, if the government can't even police its own employees,
the idea that they're
going to be able to police the entire United States,
they were being
absurd.
Under investigation. The San Bernardino people were under investigation, and then someone went up to the investigators and they said, "Stop investigating them. You're being
you're being
Islamophobic. You're being racist by investigating these people." And then they stopped. Even the neighbors, you know, not that I'm a big fan of the see something, say something thing, because that's, you know, having government turn everyone to a snitch like East Berlin. But, you know, the neighbors, they said, "Okay, there's clearly something going on with these people," but they didn't want to report it because they thought they'd get in trouble for being racist or Islamophobic. That's for San Bernardino.
Well, and now you've got Sarah Silverman calling for a military coup.
Okay, now this is where the sunglasses come in. All right, bring it on.
Sarah Silverman, who is a supposed comedian, I'm not very familiar with her.
Comedy is subjective, so I'll give her that.
She said on her Twitter, "Wake up and join the resistance. Once the military is with us, fascists get overthrown. Mad King and his handlers go bye-bye," and then four heart symbols after that. I don't really understand. Now, she was retweeting, but presumably if you retweet something, you likely agree with what was being
Trump
said.
Got in trouble for retweeting things.
So why you would talk about a military coup, which is almost inevitably the use of violence.
It's totally the use of violence.
Right. I guess it could happen that the military could show up and say, "All right, you're out of here."
Oh,
and
in Thailand. That's how it does in Thailand. But it's under the threat of violence.
Well, right. It's obviously under the threat of violence. But, yeah, what I meant by that is they don't necessarily have to shoot Donald Trump to get him out of office, right? So so if there were a military coup, it may or may not involve death. That's all.
She said, did she say if we, like if or that?
No, there's no if in here. She says once the military is with us.
The same military, and I can't find the exact number of how many of them voted, but here, like, a few days before the election.
Voted for Trump. Says,
yeah, military poll. This is from Newsmax Feed Network. Troops backing Trump by 3-1 margin over Clinton.
Yeah, I believe that.
And so, yeah, and it's, I think it's just like her, and I'm not going to, you know, say liberals or blame all these liberals or progressives, but like her, and it's just such a cognitive dissonance. It's just like, we're so upset that this happened, or maybe not. Maybe she just wants attention, you know? Maybe she hasn't been mentioned often.
What I think's funny is because this is a violent liberal fantasy. And I have criticized people within the libertarian movement for having violent fantasies as well. It's sort of this fetishistic fantasizing about, you know, fighting back against the government.
And it goes nowhere. It doesn't add to the conversation. It just alienates people, at least in my opinion.
No, I agree with you. And it, what it does do inside your mind, if you're actually thinking about these things, is very destructive because it keeps you in a violent mindset. It keeps you angry. It keeps you upset. It keeps you easy to be, to, you know, sort of be victimized and taken advantage of. There's more coming up here in moments, but it's really funny hearing it from a so-called peacenik. And she's about to backtrack on this, and we'll share that with you here in moments. Free Talk Live.
Back to the program in a minute, but first, I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly-flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. dial toll-free. Join us on the radio waves here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where you can take control of the website's front page. You can actually submit content right there to the front page of the site. It's a Reddit-based front page, so you do have to have a free Reddit account in order.
It's a subreddit, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like a reskinning, basically, of a subreddit. And so it allows you to submit content, whether it's news articles or YouTube videos or whatever you think. It doesn't have to be serious. It could be funny stuff. Whatever you think our listeners would appreciate, you submit it there, and then other listeners can vote it up or down, whether they like or dislike. And then we might use some of that stuff on the radio. But, of course, the best way to get your ideas on the radio is to call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, or Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. Sarah Silverman has called for a military coup on her Twitter account, and we were kind of analyzing as to whether or not, you know, is this treason? And by the definition that you read, Vincent, I would say it's probably not treason, because she's not actually taking sides with somebody who's trying to overthrow the government. She's just calling for the overthrow of the government by the government itself. So calling for the military to conduct a coup. And ultimately, she ended up backtracking on this post after, let's see, how long was it? 2 days later. So 2 days later, she, at 2:30 in the morning, decided to post this quote. This is to her Twitter, at Sarah K. Silverman. Quote, "Fear can motivate even peacenik snowflakes to incite violence, and last night I felt it hard, trying to keep in check because, damn it, I love you, America."
Yeah, yeah, calling for America's democratically elected person to be overthrown. You know what, Sarah Silverman, you should be afraid.
Afraid
of? Be very afraid.
Afraid of what? A helicopter ride?
A free one? Whoa. Who would be afraid of a free helicopter ride, right? You know, the pay. Anyways.
So it's funny, though. Like, look, if you are dedicated to peace, and I don't know any, you know, I don't know Sarah Silverman from anybody else out there. I've heard her name before. I know she's a comedian.
Yeah, she's a huge lefty. She's just a degenerate.
But ultimately, if you are dedicated to peace, then no. Fear should not be motivating you to call for violence. If you're dedicated to peace, you should not be calling for violence. Now, it's okay to be afraid. I mean, everybody's going to likely experience fear at some point in their life. It's okay to feel emotions. It's okay to be upset, to be angry, or, you know, whatever. But if you are coming from a place of peace, then violence should not ever really be an option on the table unless it's to defend yourself.
Yeah, versus Roman proverb, I forget who said it, but it's, you know, he who wants peace, prepare for war, right? And so that's just saying, you know, be prepared in case someone wants to use violence against you, but, you know, don't go around picking fights. Or another one, yeah, I'm full of quotes today, was, I think, Teddy Roosevelt, tread softly but carry a big stick. Yeah, and so, you know, when I was younger, and I'm still somewhat a young, you know, a young hothead and stuff, and, you know, it used to be cool, like, oh yeah, you know, resistance, stuff like that, rebel alliance, violently overthrow of a government, and, you know, you'll learn that's not the way to go. Yeah, I do have back at the homestead a collection of firearms, and, you know, not just for hunting, right? I have some green-tipped ammo that's, they wanted to ban it because it would, you know, potentially be used against law enforcement officials, green-tipped 5.56 ammo. But never would I ever use that.
Now, what does a green tip mean? What does it stand for?
It's a type of 5.56 ammo. It's the M855, I believe it's called, and it's just a certain type of bullet that's built that could be, that's not, oh, you can't ever use that for hunting. Oh, it's only to cause death and destruction and all that stuff. That's what they say.
It's like a hollow point or something like that?
No, it's not a hollow point. It's full metal jacket round. It's I just understand it to be green tip.
So they're not cop killers or anything like that.
Well, it's not like, I don't know if you remember, they had a discussion for some handgun built in Russia that could hold rifle rounds, and that's what they would call a cop killer. And I guess they would call green-tipped ammo. Here we go, yeah, ITS Tactical. Why green-tip M855 ammo is not armor-piercing. And then if you read the article, or one article I read where they're saying, oh, liberals should calm down. In the end, it is easier to pierce armor or something like that.
But they're not calming down. Sarah Silverman is just one example of a myriad of people on the left who have now resorted to calls for violence. You mentioned Madonna earlier tonight. Who was talking about, was it a bombing or something like that?
Yes, something about bombing the White House.
She ended up reneging on that statement, and that's, you know, I'm glad that they, you know, they're calming down after a little bit and changing their minds. But what's happening is they're revealing their true colors. So on the outside, there's this, you know, this mentality or this idea that we're peaceful oriented, we're so peaceful, we're on the left and we're peaceful. But the reality is that they are a violent group, just like any other group that wants to get in charge of the government and wield the violence of the state for their own interests. Now, they may have the motivations of we want to help people behind them, right? Like, we want to help the poor and the sick and, you know, all this. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to help the poor and the sick.
Motivation or excuse.
Well, and there's nothing wrong with wanting to have clean air and clean water. I get all of those ends. I get it. You know, I give to the local homeless shelter here in town.
But the difference is you do that voluntarily. They want the violence and force of the government. And it's not just them calling for violence. You know, we talked about UC Berkeley before the air. You know, there's a violence riot. And from what I understand, the police who are there, who are supposed to prevent people from getting hurt. You said you knew someone who got pepper sprayed in the face.
Yeah, I invited her to come on the show. I just haven't heard back from her yet.
Standing around and, you know, the people in charge, they told the cops to stand down. I've seen pictures. All in riot gear. They're just standing there watching this chaos, watching people getting beaten up. Doing nothing. And Milo Yiannopoulos, the guy who's, you know,
Acapulco.
He was the one speaking. They had to evacuate him, his private security. And now apparently even Lauren Southern, who lives in Canada and is not too outspoken of a person compared to Milo, she now has to have private security. All these, you know, conservative people who supported Trump and, you know, they're all having to get private security because they're afraid of these Antifa people, which stands for anti-fascist, because they go to your meetings and rallies. Gavin McInnes had to be evacuated because people tried to attack, or people were starting to get violent at his rally, I think in New York somewhere. And, you know, they wear these masks, and they wear these masks to cover their identity, and they just swarm people.
Because they're cowards. Right?
Exactly, yeah.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Paul in Santa Cruz. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Vincent.
Hey, guys, how are you doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Paul? Go ahead.
Well, first off, I just want to encourage the podcast listener. I've been listening to you guys for years on the podcast, and this is only the second time I've called in. And I want to encourage all the podcast listeners to call in. The time is from 7 to 10 on the East Coast and 4 to 7 on the West Coast. Come on, we're slipping, guys. We got Sarah calling in every night. We got to bring the call quality up. All right.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I've always said that I would love to hear from the libertarians, because some people have complained, well, you guys talk about New Hampshire too much. Well, you know, we're actually activists here in New Hampshire, and we're doing stuff. I would love to hear from other libertarian activists all around the country and around the world about what they're doing. What kind of exciting things are happening out there? I mean, there's got to be something worth talking about. Paul, hang on. We're going to bring you back for your comments on whatever it was you were calling about, besides encouraging people to participate, which I do appreciate. You know, it can be a little intimidating to call talk radio, but we try to make it a friendly process. 855-450-FREE.
The attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertising. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and join us on the radio waves here. The number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, if you haven't yet checked out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, well, now's a darn good time to do so. It's a great documentary film for those of you who are libertarians, for those of you who are voluntarists, who are liberty-loving anarchists. If you care about freedom and if you are willing to actually do something about it instead of just complain on the internet.
Yeah, sitting on your ass. Yeah.
Sending a tweet or a Facebook
criticizing
update.
Criticizing people who are actually doing something.
Right. This is an option for you, and it is a great one. I say that because I moved here because of the migrations, the liberty migrations that are happening here to New Hampshire. Have really made an impact here already. And more people are coming. Thousands of libertarians are converging in this one place. What does that mean? What can happen as a result of that? This movie will give you a taste of what it's like to be here. You go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You can watch it there for free. It's on YouTube. It's free to watch. I think it's over 100,000 views at this point. And again, free to watch at 101reasonsfilm.com. It's the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. We're already the freest of all the 50 states, and it's only going to get better as thousands more libertarians move here. But, don't let any kind of concerns about personalities stop you from coming here. There was a conversation I was having on Facebook, of course, where, you know, somebody was like, oh, I don't like the Free State Project board, and there's some people up there that I don't like, and so I was going to come there, but then I decided I wasn't going to because of the Free State Project board. It's like, okay, sure, the Free State Project board has done some stupid crap, but so what? They don't make any impact in New Hampshire. The Free State Project is just one of the migrations that is encouraging people to move here who care about freedom. They don't actually tell people what to do when they get here. They aren't in charge of anybody but themselves and this organization that only exists to encourage people to move here. If you don't like the Free State Project, fine. There's the Shire Society. The Shire Society is a more decentralized project. That also encourages people to move here.
I lived in New Hampshire for 8 years in a row, you know, years in a row. It's like my ninth year. And before meeting Ian and these guys, I never even heard of the Free State Project. And hell, I was one of the founders of a libertarian club in my school in New Hampshire.
Yeah, the Free State Project is irrelevant when it comes to the libertarians who are here and who are active. And you know what? I think one of the points that was made, we're going to get right back to your calls here. But one of the points that was made by William Kostrick, who's one of the earlier movers, was, look, there's 2,000 libertarians here. That's just the ones who've moved here. That doesn't include the natives. You know, people have lived here for a long time, like you, Vincent. So, you know, you include those people, and then you've got thousands more on top of that. But if we were to just look at the 2,000 libertarians who've migrated here as part of these migrations, of course they're not going to all get along. Duh. You got 2,000 people? You can't put 50 people in a room and have them all get along. And so, you know, the nice thing about this movement is there are so many libertarians here, so many volunteers here, you can't possibly know who they all are. So if it turns out there's some of them you don't get along with, or that you don't like their style or their activism or their beliefs or, you know, their personal life or whatever it is you don't like about them, well, guess what? There's hundreds more who you haven't even met yet. And so that means that there's a bunch of these people who you are going to like, unless you're just the most antisocial person, in which case you'll move to Grafton and live in the woods. But if you want to socialize with people, there are enough people who are libertarians here that you get to pick the ones you like the best.
Hey, I moved from Grafton.
Unlike in other places, right, exactly, good place to move from. Unlike in other places that where libertarians, you only get what you get. Where I'm from, in Sarasota, Florida, there were like 10. And you either worked with them or you didn't have any libertarians. But here, you can pick the 10 that you like the best out of thousands. Here, you can pick the dozens that you like out of thousands and have the friends that agree with you the most. It's really incredible. I highly recommend 101reasonsfilm.com. Paul is with us in Santa Cruz. So, Paul, you were calling for a different reason besides encouraging podcast listeners to take part as callers of the show. So go ahead, whatever that was. What were you calling about tonight?
Yes. The other day you guys read an article from a former Venezuelan national who was living in Spain, and he's comparing the Trump presidency with the Hugo Chavez presidency and sort of giving a warning to America.
Yeah, basically saying that both men were, even though they have different political views, they were both populists and sort of comparing the two experiences. Very interesting. Go ahead.
So it kind of sparked a question in my mind because Trump's being called a fascist a lot by a lot of people, and also being compared to Hitler. And I always thought Hitler was a socialist. And I'm getting a little bit confused by all the memes on Facebook that show Trump and Hitler together. It's all fascist, and you know, I have friends saying my grandfather died fighting fascists, and I was like, I didn't know we had that much conflict with the Italians in World War II. So I just kind of have a general question, you know, if you guys could sort of define the terms socialism and fascism, and would you say Hitler was one or the other, and would you say that he was right or left wing, and is socialism and fascism, would one of them generally be considered right wing and the other left wing? And that's basically my question.
Well, I don't know. It just, you know, any conversation about these things may be, you know, oversimplifying them.
I looked it up, but so the term fascism, I believe it's an Italian word for something called a fasci or something, and it's what it is like a bundle of sticks tied together.
Yeah.
Because, right, that's a community. That's the nation. And so I think at this point, right, because there's a difference between like national socialism and fascism and everything. If you type it into Google, right, I typed in fascism to Google the definitions, and authoritarian and nationalistic right-wing system of government and social organization. Well, you know, that could define, Pinochet's Chilean government, and because he was expansionary. Sorry, say that again.
It almost seems like every government is fascist by that definition.
Yeah, like, you know, right-wing or left-wing, things like these Antifa, these anti-fascist people we talked about at Berkeley and, you know, assaulting people they accuse of being fascist. Well, they're behaving the same way that the brown shirts did. And also, and so when people talk about Hitler being a populist, yeah, I wouldn't say that's inaccurate describing it of how he came to power, because back in Germany in the 20s and 30s, Germany was being run by an ineffective government. It had all these different international things. And so he said, hey, we're going to give you back, you people back the power. And then he was elected. And then eventually he screwed Germany over by invading all these different countries, by making all these mistakes. And if I watched Downfall, that movie, and it just takes place, you know, Hitler in a bunker. And I don't know if it's true or not, but what he said was, that movie was pretty much based on truth. That, oh, the German people don't deserve victory because they lost, and you trash it. I don't know if that's true, but that's. Take what you will from that.
So, just looking at the definitions, according to the dictionary or dictionary.com, socialism is a theory or system of social organization that advocates the vesting of the ownership and control of the means of production and distribution of capital, land, etc., in the community as a whole. Now, that's not how I would have described it.
That's what Hitler did, and Mussolini did.
Socialism puts those things into the government's hands, which is different than the community, right? Like, the government isn't the community.
But in the case of fascism, in the case of Nazi Germany and Italy, you know, Mussolini's Italy, that's what they said, the Volk, right? Volk is people in German, or that's what it means, like people, you know, group. And he said it's like the people's government. And
yeah, but they say that in China, and they say
I know.
I mean, so it's a load of crap.
Well, yeah.
So here's their definition of fascism: a governmental system led by a dictator having complete power, forcibly suppressing opposition and criticism, regimenting all industry, commerce, etc., and emphasizing an aggressive nationalism and often racism. But a lot of that is, true in socialism as well,
and,
right?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
In regards to your Facebook memes one should not take Facebook too seriously, but also, I mean, it's just at this point hyperbole. It's there's the joke, it says a book, it's like, everyone I don't like is a fascist, everyone who disagrees with me is a fascist. And they're just saying that because it's like a buzzword. It's lost all meaning. Even people in the Jewish community are saying, stop comparing Trump to Hitler.
The fact is, nobody's going to be a pure socialist or pure fascist dictatorship. It's going to be a mix of both. But either way, they're both authoritarian, because socialism is plenty authoritarian. And the fact that they don't use that word to describe it suggests some bias on the side of the dictionary people here.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You're invited here in the remaining moments. There's enough time for you if you dial in now at 855-453. 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
By the way, you can get more of Vincent over at Off the Air Live, a show that you've taken more of a creative hand in behind the scenes, encouraging Cody to get off his drunk butt and upload some archives. Has he done that, by the way? You need to crack the whip when he gets home here.
It's all voluntary. Yeah, and
sometimes you got to crack a whip.
Uh-oh, you're not a real libertarian. And LRN.FM.
If he's given you permission to crack a whip,
It's called totally consensual. Enthusiastic encouragement.
Off Your Live, it happens weekly, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Time on LRN.FM. Also at offyourlive.com, archives when they're available. The YouTube channel gets them because I upload to the YouTube channel.
So rely on LRN stream, not offyourlive.com. We're working on that.
Yeah, you got to get that fixed because not everybody can listen live. You know, it takes a very special person to be able to listen to something live because everybody's busy.
Yeah.
Saturday night, people are out partying. They may not be able to listen. Live,
we still have decent downloads from what I've been told. That's so we're going to make Off Air Live great again.
Excellent. OffAirLive.com. Go check out more of Vincent over there as we go back to the phones and the fun. And then Vincent will tell us a little bit about silencers because there's apparently news about those. Paul is back with us in Santa Cruz. Paul, I don't know if you were done. I presume you're not done because you helped through the break there. So if you got more to say, now's your chance. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would just add briefly, thank you guys for your answers, but I would add briefly, I read a book a while ago called Escape from Freedom by Eric Fromm, who was a German psychologist who lived in Germany during and before World War II, and in that book he says that the reason Hitler chose the National Socialist Party was because it had no leadership at the time, and he thought that it would be easy for him to infiltrate and take over and gain a high position of leadership in that party.
So what you're saying is he was a fascist who took over the Socialist Party?
Well,
Right. He wasn't necessarily a socialist by his own philosophy. He just saw that particular party as one he could go to the top of.
It was called the German Workers' Party at the time, because I read this docudrama. It was a decent watch called Hitler, The Rise of Evil. And it was, with the help of some of the Free Corps, and thanks for recalling, I don't know if you hung up, with the help of the Free Corps, which were a group of, World War I German veterans who would help put down all these actual, like, communist uprisings in Germany in the 1920s. And with the help of them, they were like the SA, as he called it, his, you know, the brown shirts, and took over the German Workers' Party, there were a lot of internal power struggles and everything like that, but...
Sounds like the Libertarian Party is infiltrated by people who are not libertarians, who have been working to take that over for more than a decade, and who have ultimately succeeded. Paul, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate the discussion. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So what is it that... you had a lot of gun-related news here tonight, Vincent, that you wanted to share, and we're going to get to one of the pieces, which is this... details on what's going on with silencers. What is happening, and is it good news?
Oh, yes. Yes, it's very good news. And so, just a little recap. There's something called the NFA, which is the National Firearms Act, and I believe silencers are covered under it also. And what it does is it puts a tax stamp on certain weapons the government does not like, including machine guns, including...
So they make it only wealthy people can have these guns.
Yeah, and the people, well, it's like a $200 tax stamp, so, yeah. You know, take with that what you will. And also, you're put into an ATF database. And so...
Oh, boy.
So, there's, now that Trump won, and in general, there's a lot of, you know, that's good, you know, it's going to be good times for the Second Amendment, it appears, for the next 4 years. And so, there's a bill in Congress, or at least being introduced and discussed, called the Hearing Protection Act, which will remove the limit on the prevention on silencers. And so this is a, right now this is a...
Hearing Protection Act.
Oh, yeah, because, well, you know, the gun range I go to, one of the biggest complaints, aside from lead being put into the water, which is a bunch of BS, is noise, and people damage their hearing. My hearing has been damaged from going to the range. And
what?
Yeah, by putting a silencer or a suppressor.
Are you going to the range without any kind of, like, earmuffs?
The indoor range I go to, it's a Manchester firing line.
I've been in there.
Yeah, at the time it hurt my ears. And
dude, all I had in was, I didn't even have the ear muffs on. I had the
earplugs?
I just had earplugs in there.
All right, I didn't know they allowed you to go in without the...
They watch you when you go in there, so I was there for a birthday party
I saw that picture,
And I walked right past the dude. I mean, I was obviously wearing those earplugs.
Maybe it's for minors, that's why I had to wear the earmuffs.
Maybe so, but I mean, if you're wearing the earmuffs, that's even better hearing protection. You shouldn't have had hearing damage because of that, unless you're shooting a rocket launcher.
Well, it's very loud in there, and maybe it's because I listen to loud music. But anyways,
that's probably it. If you're having hearing loss,
well, listening to Alex Jones scream in my ears all freshman year, you know, when I first got into radio, so maybe it's that.
Let me see. I'm looking at your headphones. You're doing fine. Okay, so I'm looking at your headphones here in the studio. You can tell the people who are deaf because they have to crank their headphones up. So like Cody, your co-host, on Off the Air Live. If you think about the volume dial as a clock, right? Yeah, so 12 o'clock would be, you know, the middle of the dial. 3 o'clock would be almost all the way turned up, and 9 o'clock would be turned up a quarter of the way. You're only a quarter of the way up here. So
maybe it's just my mother yelling at me. I have hearing problems. Yeah. It's probably just my selective hearing. But
you're about the same level as I am. You're actually slightly lower than I am. And I'm, you know, I've got a decade and a half on you, basically. Cody, on the other hand, cranks his up past 12 o'clock. His headphones are so loud. If you're listening to Off the Air Live, every now and then you'll hear a real high-pitched tone coming from somewhere.
That's where that
and
is from.
That's because his headphones are so loud, they're on his head.
And the mic could pick that
up. The microphone is actually picking it up, and it's creating feedback. I have to turn him down when I hear that happening, because I don't want listeners to be bothered by feedback.
I felt like the only time I was able to do that was when I took the mic and put it in between the head, and I would do that in theater just to piss off the asshole.
Hey, I'm sorry.
We're talking about Off Your Life, I'm sorry.
I dumped you on that one because...
No, please, thank you for doing that.
It's not prohibited.
I'm sorry.
Let me explain. You don't have to keep apologizing. Let me explain the FCC here as best I can. And by the way, there's some FCC-related news here. So you're saying silencers may be legalized. This is proposed. It hasn't happened yet. That's good news. But the FCC's rules are real nebulous.
Yeah.
So there's like, you can't be indecent after... you can't be obscene anytime. You can be indecent after 10 p.m. at night Eastern time. So from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. you can be indecent. But at no time can you say certain profane words, although there isn't really a list of them. It's pretty clear some of the words you can't say. You can't say the F word. You can't say the S word. You can say what you just said, a-hole, but... You shouldn't, because some stations don't like it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. So did you dump that in time?
I think I dumped it in time. But yeah, again,
it's like a 6 second delay.
It's not gonna.
This is embarrassing. I was going so good.
It's not going to result in the station getting a fine, likely from the FCC, unless you were to use a-hole in a sexual connotation.
Because then you would
be crossing the line into indecency or possible obscenity. And so that's why I will say, you know, there are some words that I'll say when the context is correct that I think is okay. Like, hey, don't be a dick. Right? Like, in my opinion, a sexual connotation. You're talking about the demeanor of somebody in that case and their attitude. But if you were to say that word in the context of a sexual discussion, then you would be pandering to the lowest common denominator. Then it would be, an indecent or obscene discussion.
So I apologize, everyone.
Yeah, no problem. Don't worry about it.
So I'll just finish it up. And so this is a rumor. It's from the truthaboutfirearms.com blog. And the rumor is that there's layoffs at different suppressor companies because... we're not going to make as much. This is the rumor. They've reached out to the company, but because we're not going to make as much money,
How would they not make as much money if the ban or the tax stamp rather was repealed?
From what I understand, it's because since it's going to be repealed, so most likely it will be repealed since the Republicans control Senate and House.
Okay,
and people are not buying them because it's not a necessity for a gun, right?
No.
It could wait. And so it's just like they just had a slump in sales. This is the rumor that we're talking about, but I wanted to bring this up, and unfortunately we don't have time.
But why?
Because people aren't buying them, because they could wait. They don't want to be registered into an ATF database.
Oh, I see. They're not buying them now, but if this passes, they certainly will.
Yeah, and so they're seeing a loss in sales, and sometimes gun control can help the industry. So don't always trust. There's enemies inside the gun industry.
Like the NRA.
Well, sometimes. The NRA.
They support the gun laws. The NRA.
Sorry, go ahead.
They support enforcing the 20,000 gun laws on the books. They're not the most pro-freedom gun organization. That's Gun Owners of America. We'll see you tomorrow night.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone. Office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt.
With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.